Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. I check the home listings every once in a while just to see what's out there. And I was honestly floored this weekend by the asking price of even some modest homes. A new Bankrate survey finds that aspiring homeowners are getting discouraged, and that cost is one big factor. Bankrate financial analyst Stephen Cates joins me now. Stephen, thanks for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Happy to help.
Overall, what did the survey reveal about prospective buyers?
Well, I think it reveals something that we all really know already, which is that home buyers are very frustrated. People who are wanting to get onto the property ladder, they're feeling like this economy and this property market are just not accepting of them, that they can't possibly get there.
What percentage of these prospective buyers are just giving up at this point?
So what we're seeing is that, you know, and this is slightly different across generations, which I think is an important breakdown to make that we can get into if you'd like. But one in six overall have given up on purchasing a home in the past 5 years, which is very concerning because that ambivalence towards trying to, you know, better their financial situation, get onto the property ladder is, you know, a big part of what is the American dream. You know, seems to be slipping through many people's fingers, or at least they feel it is.
Well, since you think that's important, I would be curious to see what this is for different generations, if it's just impacting younger generations the most.
So millennials are the ones who are demonstrating much more of this frustration. And that's not terribly surprising, given that they are the ones who are, at this point in their lives, most likely to be buying or trying to buy a home. They're married, having families more so than Gen Z. So 22% of millennials are reported essentially calling it quits on trying to purchase. You can compare that to 17% for Gen X and 12% for both Gen Z and baby boomers.
We've mentioned price. Are there other reasons, though, that buyers are giving up on the market right now?
So there's two things to think about. There's the price of homes, which has appreciated rapidly just in the last 5 years. And I think most people have probably seen that if they've spent any time on Zillow. But then there's also the cost on a monthly basis due to rising mortgage rates. So not just do homes cost more, but the cost to carry the loan, which is most the way most people are getting this home, is that much more expensive too, because the interest rates are higher. So we've seen, you know, even similar homes, because of price increase and mortgage rate increase, have the typical mortgage rate double from what it was just 3 years ago.
Stephen, can we look at this another way and say, okay, maybe for some of these younger home buyers, this might be a good thing if they say, no, I'm not going to spend more than I want to right now for a home?
So, yes, having some financial, you know, having some ability to put on the brakes financially and not just say, I'm going to do this at all costs, regardless of what it means for my financial situation, I think that's good. And the prudence to approach it that way is good, but we're seeing so many people in a position where to buy a home means that they would have to spend 50% or more of their income. That's a position that's untenable for us as a country, where we can't lock so many people out of the housing market. for an indefinite period of time, because it really is going to create a lot of frustration, a lot of animosity, you know, in people essentially sort of opting out in some ways mentally from participating in the economy. And that's going to be a really dangerous thing long term. Disaffected people, you know, without access to that, you know, to the property market, or feeling like they have a stake in the economy, you know, puts people on edge.
That's Bankrate financial analyst Stephen Cates. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.